is Jim Speary. It's March 21st, 2012, first day of spring, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with one of the docs here at the STP. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Lieutenant Nicole Lunsford, ER physician.
And you're in the Navy or the Marines?
Navy.
And how long have you been in the Navy, ma'am?
I just went to active duty at the end of July after graduating my emergency medicine residency.
And where are you from? Where do you call home?
California is home for me.
What part?
Northern California. Ukiah, California is where my family is at right now.
Oh, right on Highway 101. I like Ukiah. I've spent a lot of time there.
Yep, wine country.
That's oh, right. Yes, definitely. Yeah, not very far from there to Napa. Oh, that's beautiful country, a little hot in the summertime.
It is very hot, but it's nice.
So tell me how you become a doctor and then go into the Navy to do what you're doing now. How does that work?
My program was a little different. It's called HPSP program. So what I did was I applied to medical school. I applied for a scholarship through the Navy, which meant that they funded my medical education and gave me a stipend. Mine was unique in the sense that when I graduated medical school, we can rank how we want to proceed with our graduate level training. I asked for a deferment, which they granted me, and I did a civilian residency, which was at Cook County in Chicago. So I just completed that residency June 30th of 2011. And so once my residency training was done, I'm now on active duty for Navy, and I owe them 4 years for the 4 years of medical school that they put me through.
I know it's not polite, but ma'am, may I please ask, how old are you?
I just had a birthday 2 days ago, so I turned 34.
Now, you did your residency in Cook County. That's a pretty busy place, and you're an ER doc. Mm-hmm. So you were pretty well prepared for coming out here?
Yeah, actually, I feel pretty prepared. Surprisingly, I was talking to one of my colleagues back home, and I mean, I feel like I've seen a lot at that institution. I haven't seen a lot of double, triple AMs, but I feel pretty prepared out here.
Yeah, this is a little different environment than what most people will see. How do you handle being out here in Afghanistan compared to, say, well, Cook County or Ukiah, California? Were you prepared for what you've encountered? And I know you guys have been here not all that long, but you already got your feet really wet already.
Yeah, as far as from a medical perspective, we have a really good group, and they trained us up pretty well at Pendleton together, the first time a lot of us have ever met or worked with each other. And they had a good exercise there that got us working as teams. And so when we got out here, it seemed pretty easy, and from day one, we had our first patients, and day two, we had a large amount of patients. Everybody just seemed to be firing on all cylinders, ready to go to work. Since we had a lot of downtime at Pendleton, we were just more excited to get out here and do something. From the, I guess, maintaining how we handle the days in Afghanistan, I find like the routine is really essential. I have some of the nurses out here. We've kind of got our own workout schedule, and we make sure we do lectures with the corpsmen. So we make sure we have a routine going to make sure the days pass and that, you know, we're keeping ourselves physically fit and intellectually stimulated throughout the day.
So when you decide to, you know, let the Navy pick up the schooling and this and that, what would be next? You knew you'd come to something like Afghanistan?
I didn't know. When I was looking at the Navy as an option, at that time we weren't really at war. And I was looking at some of the humanitarian efforts that we do, and I thought it would just be a great experience, especially medically, the stuff that you'd see. And then as I went through my training and residency, you know, the war started to escalate, and I knew it would be a reality just given my specialty, surgeons, orthopedic surgeons, and ER doctors, anesthesia are the people that generally get deployed a lot. And so I knew at some point I would deploy when I went on to active duty. And, you know, I just kind of waited to see what the orders would be, and this was my billet. I actually started at Naples, Italy, and then was pulled from there for this deployment, and I'll go back there when I'm done with this.
Do you come from a military family?
My dad did just 4 years of Air Force when he got out of, I think he turned 17, and he did 4 years in the Air Force, and then it was done.
So, from a not necessarily a civilian point of sight, but I look at you almost as a civilian, and mm-hmm. so now that you're here doing this, not just your skill, but really involved in the whole military life in a remote place, has that changed you? Has it given you some different thoughts? How do you like it?
I think it's definitely changed me. It's a whole different world than I expected. And it's not... It's interesting, so I'll put it that way. I've enjoyed many aspects of it, and it's been really good from a medical perspective, especially this deployment. There are things that I wouldn't ever see or get an opportunity to do, and it's nice to think that, you know, making somewhat of an impact out here. As far as military life go, I've just been very fortunate that I've met so many wonderful people just by, you know, starting in July active duty. The people I met in Naples, the people I met at Pendleton, the people out here are just phenomenal. It's been a really good experience, I would say. I'm definitely shocked how much I've enjoyed it.
Would you stay in the military at the end of your commitment?
I don't know. It's still early. I mean, I haven't even been in a year, so I don't know if I could answer that question right now. I think I just see how the next year or two goes and go from there.
I want to get a kind of a comparison of for the audience's sake. Let's say you're at Cook County in Chicago doing ER things, and there's plenty of things that happen in Chicago that you see. But here you get a call, medevac, 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 and then the helicopter comes, and you never know if it's a... right away, whether it's a Marine or a local national or ANA. Little differences, little similarities that you could talk to us about?
I think, you know, the one of the differences would be we have time. We know the helicopter's coming, so we have a little bit more time than you would, say, if you're at a hospital out in the civilian world. You're not really sure what's going to roll through the door. So we have a little bit more of an opportunity to get prepared. And I think this is why we've had some success, is that we have that extra 10 minutes while they're on the bird to get everything ready in the blood. From treating the patient, nothing really goes different through our head. I mean, there's the aspect of having to disarm them if they come in armed. But I don't know. For me, I look at it, it's a patient, and my goal here is to do what I can to salvage the patient, save the patient, you know, and do what we need to do. And I think that's how everybody looks at it.
Say there's a young woman, 18 years old, fresh out of high school, wants to follow in the footsteps, and let's say she lives in Ukiah, California. What kind of advice do you give her or tell her about your current experience?
I would say it is a tough road, but it is worth it. So when you hit the point in college where you're doing your pre-med courses, don't quit. I think people get discouraged because of some of the book stuff that has to be done, but just know that once it's done, it's done, and then there's many opportunities out there regardless of whether you go to medical school or not. I'd say stick with it and just make sure you get the grades done and do the work. There's always time for play. I've noticed that. I've always had fun, and I've managed to, you know, get to this stage in my life as well.
Who was a big influence on you that kind of steered you in the direction of the medical profession and doing what you do now?
Probably my mother.
What's her name?
Her name is Bobby Lunsford. She's a nurse, and she got her master's in nursing. And she came over with my grandmother. They were at a displaced persons camp. And I grew up with always be self-sufficient and independent. Make sure you can support yourself, and the rest will come. And that's how I grew up, just knowing that college was not an option. It was just, that's where I'm going. It's guaranteed. You'll be going to college.
So you're going to be here in the really hot weather pretty soon. Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I could ever actually say I'm ready for it. We've got our tents going up. I don't think I've had 140 degree weather ever. So I'm starting to get ready to drink some water. And we might have to modify our workouts in the afternoon. But we'll see. It'll be an experience.
Well, if you have heat issues, and you know some good docs, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Anybody you want to say hello to before we close?
Just my family. Hi, Mom and Dad. Hi, Ross. That's my twin brother. And that's it. Miss you guys. And I'm safe right now. I'm doing some good work. That's it.
You have a twin brother. What does he do?
He's a police officer.
And in Ukiah?
Yes, in Ukiah.
What's his last name? Lunsford?
Lunsford as well.
Okay, so like when I go through Ukiah and go a little bit too fast right downtown, this time I got a friend, right?
You do have a friend.
Okay, Officer Lunsford, you are listening to this, right?
Exactly.
Lieutenant Lunsford, thank you very much for taking time out. It's been a real honor to watch you in action. You're really fun to photograph, and appreciate you taking time to speak to everybody.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Jim Speary. It's March 21st, 2012, forward operating base Edinburgh with ER Doc Lieutenant Lunsford.